all we have lined up for you guys tonight. Lots of exciting announcements, and I tell you what, one of the truly the best trainers in all of Legal Shield, in my opinion, we're going to get to hear and learn from. I know I'm really excited to hear from her. And so with that, I'm going to quit talking and go straight into things and go straight to Durant, Oklahoma, to Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club member, six-figure income earner, but most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there? Hello?
Okay, Jeremy, I'm sorry I had myself muted out, but I appreciate you having me on. And over the weekend, Legal Shield Corporate actually announced several promotions that will be bringing rank advancements and plenty of commissions, as well as some great information on the upcoming 2014 convention in Vegas and the Performance Club trip in Jamaica. So we're going to be covering all the incentives, announcements, and much more during tonight's call. Of course, tonight's call is being recorded and will be available for playback on our More Success Team website. You know, on the first Monday of every month, we do a special recorded call for our group marketing division, and Jeremy and Stephanie Moore were actually featured tonight. If you weren't able to hear that, you can go to the moresuccessteam.com website, and you'll be able to listen to that because they did an outstanding job. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speakers, whom I might add are top executive directors and Millionaire Club members on a More Success Team, and of course they're right from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And to announce them, I want to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 executive director, a $500,000 ring earner who continues to lead our More Success Team now after over 30 years, and that's none other than Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
I sure am, Randy. I wouldn't miss this call for anything tonight. You might remind people before the call's over to register for the breakout, Randy. We need to get them registered just as quick as we can. You know, Randy, this first speaker tonight is a favorite of mine. I think everybody knows that, a very much favorite of mine. Started working with her back in 1987. We worked everything from a truck stop to group business to one-on-one sit-downs. Marvelous, marvelous presenter. Everything from a group trainer to, I couldn't name it, Millionaire Club member, Platinum Jacket earner, I don't know, just so many many things, it's hard for me to really put them all together. To know her is to love her. She's energetic, powerful. I just don't know what all I could say. It would be so much good stuff. I've been lost for words, really, Randy. But Anna, also a very personal friend of our family, been with us all of these years. All of these years, we've had ups, we've had downs, we've stayed together as friends, we've stayed together as coworkers, and it's been a great, great journey. Someone that I talk to most every day, and I'm proud to introduce not only one of the best trainers ever in prepaid legal, our Legal Shield, but a very personal friend, a great trooper in any area of the business, and a great, great benefit to our own personal team, More Success Team, Miss Linda Bowden.
Wow, it's always a pleasure. Always, always such a pleasure to talk to the More team. And I feel like a mad scientist tonight or today. I've heard amount of time. And I was just thinking tonight, you know, as Stephanie, you know, and Jeremy were speaking, you know, always be on the lookout. Someone just may say something that could be thinking about this call and jotting things down. And I told Alex he's going to be going over the announcements at the end of the call, and he has about exactly one minute allotted for him because I think I went crazy. But I'll try to get it all in, and it should absolutely change your life. If you think about it, we hear things every single day, and there's a lot of noise in the background. There's a lot of, like, white noise, I call it. And all of a sudden, something might reach out to you, and somebody might say something, and in that moment, your entire life might change. And I love that. I can look back on, and I think a lot of you on the line can look back in your life right now and think about how you heard something for the first time, or you heard something for the 10th time, and all of a sudden it hits you, and it changed your life. So hopefully, maybe I'll say something tonight that might be meaningful to you. And I think probably the first thing I'm going to say, this might be a little unusual way to start off a more call, but this may even want to be something that you write down, because this is something that kind of changed my life, and it goes like this. It goes exactly like this. Write it down. All the tools are within me now, and I am guided. That's right. All the tools are within me now, and I am guided. What if all the tools were in you right now, and you knew that you were guided? How would your life change? That is something that I've learned to say. You know, it's one of those things that if you say it enough to yourself, there will be some changes that come along the way. And that, once again, it goes like this: all the tools are within me now, and I am guided. Try that out, and sometime tell me if you're one of the ones that try that out. Say it to yourself 100 times a day. Say it to yourself 200 times a day. If you're having a really unique and special and maybe not a very good day, then say it even more. All the tools are within me now, and I am guided. What I'm going to talk about tonight is just the plan to win in Legal Shield. Okay? I wrote some steps down. I kind of elaborated, and we'll see what happens. First step in a plan to win in Legal Shield is you got to believe. And that's the first step. You've got to believe. Now, for some of you, I'm probably stating the obvious, but at some point, somewhere along the way, you may waver. You may stop believing. You may forget that you need to believe. So the first step is you have to believe, especially while others are doubting. We have been through a lot of change in this company, but if your belief is strong, and I'm probably preaching to the choir, especially for people who have been around for a long time. You know, when I started in this business, I was about the only one I knew who believed in Legal Shield. So when I first got started 26 years ago, of course, outside of Kenneth and the people that recruited me, I was the only one I knew who believed in Legal Shield. My friends didn't believe in it. My family didn't believe in it. After all, I had gone through this college education, and I was supposed to be getting a real job. And I called my parents and said, you know, I'm doing this thing called Legal Shield. And they were like, what is that? And nobody believed, but I believed. And see, that's what matters. It's what you believe. But I believed what I saw in my heart of hearts. I believed in myself. I had absolutely no background to do a business like this. The tools that I had to bring to the table was I was coachable, I had great enthusiasm, and I had unshakable belief. And Ken used to call me Miss Enthusiasm, and Wilburn used to call me Miss Enthusiasm, and I really liked that. You know, the root of enthusiasm is enthos, and that means in God. And I always used to think that was so cool that they called me Miss Enthusiasm. So believe in what you can't see. Absolutely. In this business and in everything, when you have unshakable belief, you literally are believing in what you can't see. I could not possibly, 26 years ago, see this future that I'm living right now. I had no idea. I had no tools. I had no background. I had no business experience to see this future that I'm living right now, but I believed. I believed in what I couldn't see. Believe, and it will be done unto you. Believe in yourself. Believe in your abilities, your God-given gifts. All of us were given gifts. And remember that all the tools are within you now, and you are guided. We were all given gifts. Believe in your leadership. Believe in your company. Believe in the dream. Believe in the cause. And this one is for you, Tony Barkley. Believe in the crusade. Let's all remember equal justice under law. Believe in those things much bigger than yourself. Believe in where your business is going to be in 10 or 20 years from now. Okay? Step number two is plan or design a plan. What is your plan for your business? For those of you that have been around for a while, it's time to design a new plan or maybe add on to your current plan. You know, what is your plan? Is your plan evolving? If you're new in the business, is your plan to change your family's future with a few hundred extra dollars a month? Would that be the difference between existing and living? What is your plan? What is your outcome for your life? I like that word outcome, okay? Instead of really having a whole bunch of goals, what is your outcome for your life? And how does Legal Shield fit into that? You know, if you're starting out and you're part-time And a few hundred extra dollars can just make such a difference in your family's life. What is your outcome? Are you looking in your future to see what the outcome of all that's going to be? You know, when I started my business, I wasn't really running it like a business. I mean, I didn't even know that I was in a business. I don't even know if I even knew what I didn't even know anything, you guys. I didn't know a thing. You know, some people think we came out this way. Some people think, oh, well, you know, Ken got all the breaks and Linda Bowden's just a chatterbox and she is the way she is. No, no, no. We started out much differently, much, much differently. So I had to learn to know that this was a business. And really, honestly and truly, you guys, for me, goals were those things that everyone else did, okay? That's where I was at about 26 years ago, okay? Goals were those things that everyone else did. Not me. Everybody else did those things called goals. So I engaged in a lot of step number three, okay? Because goals were those things that everybody else did, I had to do a lot of step number three, and that's personal development and mind renewal. It's all about, this is what I found out, and for those of you who know my story, it was divinely inspired. I learned that it's all about changing your mind. You change your mind, you change your life. You study while others are sleeping. What are you listening to? I'm a big listener. I listen to stuff. I'm a voracious listener. I read everything in little snippets during the day, wherever I am. I'm always reading something if I can, okay? So the question is what are you listening to or reading that can transform who you are, your legacy, and your life? What are you putting into practice that can grow your Legal Shield business? What did you read or listen to today? Did you read or listen to anything today? If you did, other than Facebook and the newspaper, okay, whatever it was that you read today, did it make some kind of a difference? Can you apply it to your life? Can you apply it to your Legal Shield business? In the beginning, I listened to everything I could that would feed my spirit, my brain food for the soul. Mentors like Billy Graham, Charles Swindoll, Zig Ziglar, Dennis Waitley, Brian Tracy, Norman Vincent Peale, Tony Robbins. I could go on and on. And one year, I remember I listened to the whole New Testament on tape, I mean, several times. I listened to Tom Hopkins. So some of you know my story, How to Master the Art of Selling. I listened to it for 3 solid years every single day so I could learn how to sell, so I could learn how to ask for the sale, so I could learn how to close and open up more groups and recruit new people. 3 solid years every single day. I was totally committed to that, and I never missed a day. I never, ever missed a day. I mean, I was just so driven to do that. My commitment was so strong that I didn't watch TV for 12 years. And when I finally did, I was amazed to find out that people were swearing on TV. Not a good thing. To this day, I still have a CD player on the counter in my bathroom. It's big. See, if I had an iPod or something, I could put it in my drawer. I wouldn't really see it. So I've got this thing that's big enough to remind me to listen every day, okay? And that's not the only thing I listen to. I listen to all kinds of stuff. So, but when I'm in my bathroom, when I'm getting ready in the morning, I've got a CD player. I've got something in there that I can listen to. Okay, step number four, decide. Decide means, the word decision, to decide, means to cut off from all other possibilities. Decide to learn more. Decide to love more. Decide to manage your time better. Decide who it is you want to be. Decide to stop procrastinating. Decide to grow as a person. Decide to win. It's really up to you to decide. See, you can go to all the classes. You can listen to all the stuff. You can do the 10 core commitments. Most of you are doing like 2 or 3 or maybe 4 core commitments. I don't know anyone really who's doing the 10, but it's really up to you to decide. It's in your moments of decision that your destiny is shaped, so choose wisely. Look at your leadership. Ken Moore, for example, decided to be a winner a long time ago. I watched this, you guys. I watched Ken Moore, our fearless leader, evolve over a long period of time. And look what he's done. Look how far he's come. And how far are you willing to come? Step number 5 is time to prepare. Are you prepared to start your day tomorrow? What kind of preparation have you done? It's really late for some of you. It's getting sort of late for me. You know, are you prepared? Have you done anything to start for your day tomorrow? Or are you just winging it? You know, most of us just sort of wing it. Are you winging it? The more prepared you get, the less winging it you will do, because there will be no room in your life for winging it. I hope that made sense to you, okay? There will be no room in your life for winging it. Start now. What are you going to talk about? Who are you going to talk to tomorrow about Legal Shield? What groups are you going to set up? Okay? Who are you going to recruit? If you could see my desk right now, you would know there are not enough hours in the day for everything that I have planned. I mean, I literally will never, ever run out of something to do. I have created a complete chaotic masterpiece that's called my office. It's totally organized chaos, and I will never, ever, ever run out of things to do, okay? So my day is planned. I already know what I'm going to do. I'm already ready. I'll bet Jimmy Parrish has his day planned. I bet he's got his week planned, and I bet he's got his month down to a science. And I'll bet that David Peterman and Jeremy and Stephanie Moore know exactly where they're going tomorrow. I bet you they know where they're going. I bet you they know who they're going to talk to, okay? Now, I'm kind of old school. I like books. I like to feel things. I like to touch things. I like to open a book. I still invest in a calendar every year, one of those little flat calendars where you open it up for each month and they've got big blocks. I still invest in a calendar every year. And every year, I can look back to see where I was last year. I love it. I love looking at my old calendars. I've got business cards paper clipped in there and scraps of paper clipped in there. And I've got different colors that I wrote in, and I knew where I was, and I knew who I talked to. I just love it. I can look back 10 years ago and see where I was. It's fun because looking back, I can see how much I've grown and where I'm going forward. So that's something to think about. Okay? Step number 6, start. Just do it, right? Just do it and do it and do it until the job is done. Somebody famous said that, you guys. And it's true. Procrastination is the silent killer of a dream. Begin now. Once you have decided and prepared, it's time to start. Do something towards that goal. Do something towards that dream. Do something to plan your tomorrow. Buy that CD. Download a good book. Go to class again and again. I mean, I was thinking about, you know, just the fact that, you know, Melissa went to class, went to group school every single month for a year because she could not get the group thing down. And she went again and again and again and again. Melissa Wilder went to group school, and she drove from El Paso to Albuquerque every month for a year. That is amazing to me. I love that. See, I was somewhere and she said that, and that little thing that she said, there's something about that that changed my life. I love that. Think about that commitment. Think about how she started, how to get started. Get to work. Step 7, guess what? Guess what, you guys? This business is work. Are you surprised? I've turned work into fun. This is my technique. Try it. See if your Legal Shield business was really work disguised as fun. Learn how to equate work with fun. See, for me, work is fun. Fun is work. Work is fun. And so it's never like working because you're always having fun. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but if you had a multi-million dollar producing business that was fun to build, what if you had one that was fun to build because you turned work into fun? Try it tomorrow. See if this works for you. Try it tomorrow. Work equals fun and see what happens. Something else I learned to do was I take a hard task or something that I really don't like to do and I make it a game, okay? Something, you know, it could be a mundane task. You know, there's a lot of what I do every day that's master the mundane. Believe me, there's a lot of things that go into this to this business that you're mastering the mundane, I'm sure. I'm sure all the leadership on this call has certain things that they do that aren't very much fun, that we have to do over and over again, whether it's making the phone calls, making the lists, making the plans. But something that I learned a long time ago is I take a task that I really don't like to do too much, and I just make it a game. If everything's a game, if you can make something a game, I'll say it in my head, let's make this a game. I don't even know when I started doing this. I don't even know who taught me to do this. But it's like in my head I'm going to go, okay, boom, let's make this a game, and it's always much more fun. See, it goes back to the fun part, fun equals work, remember? So if you can make everything a game and make work fun, you're going to have a great business. Okay, number eight, this kind of goes along with that. Be positive. Guess what? Things are not always going to go your way. And you all know that. In this business, things do not always go your way. I remember driving across the city of Phoenix, which is a pretty big city to drive across. I think I drove an hour across the city to meet with someone. This is a number of years ago. Had an appointment. Got there, got into the restaurant, sat there for probably 20, 30 minutes. They didn't show up. I started laughing. I said, wow, don't they know who I am? They didn't even show up. You know, I just made it a game. I just dismissed it. It didn't destroy my day. It was a little bit of time, but I probably put a tape in the car because it was probably a tape player time then, put a tape in my car and listened to something all the way back home. Okay? Think about it. That company that you spent 3 years courting just got bought today, and you have to start all over again with a new HR director. I know that's happened to somebody on this call. That recruit you were basing your financial future on is not calling you back. That's happened to somebody or two or three or eight of you on this call tonight. This happens to all of us. This happens to Ken. This happens to Randy. This happens to me. This happens to all of us. Learn to put a positive spin on everything. And you guys, this is hard. I work on it. This is something that I have to work on. But, you know, here again, if you can make it a game, learn to put a positive spin on everything. I guess it's tough, but with practice you can change everything. What can you say that's positive today? Who can you praise? Who can you say job well done to? Okay? I make it a game every day. Every day that I'm home, I get up in the morning. The first thing I do is I put my workout clothes on. Even before I put my contacts in, I got my workout clothes on. I go to the gym. That's the first thing that I do every morning that I'm home. If I'm not, you know, out doing group or whatever, that's what I do. And when I go to the gym, I make it a game to have fun and to be positive. And I don't even know all these people that are in there, but they love it. I open the door. Doesn't matter who's at that front desk, they see me coming, there's a big smile on their face because I am making it a game and they enjoy seeing me. It's fun. So learn to magnetize your mind to be positive. Try this every time. This is a great technique, something I learned a long time ago. Every time a negative thought comes into your head, snap your fingers and yell, cancel. I know as retarded as this sounds, I've had people over the years that have told me, I used to train on this, every time a negative thought comes in your head, snap your fingers and yell cancel. Or say it to yourself, cancel, cancel. You'll be snapping your fingers all day long. Why? Because we live in quite a negative world. But if you could change your thought, every time you have a bad thought, boom, cancel. This isn't a good thought. Boom, cancel, cancel. If you're in an elevator, do it quietly, but you'll learn to do it. It's really kind of fun. See how that works for you. And then lastly, number nine, be a winner. Okay? Be a winner. Be a winner while everybody else is quitting at life. You be the winner. You be the last one standing. Remember, we're all under construction all the time, so decide right now, in this moment, while you're listening to me, to win. Be here in 10 years, and as Zig Ziglar used to say, see you at the top. Thank you for your time.
What a fantastic job, Linda. Absolutely marvelous. I still remember the first day I met you in Mesa, Arizona, and Dobson Ranch Estates in our den when you come to a training. It's been quite a ride. It's been very pleasurable, and I appreciate you so very much.
Oh, and I just appreciate you and everybody on the call, and I'm sure that Alex Gardner would appreciate it right now if I would introduce him and let you all hear what's going on in the month of February. So, Alex, are you on the line?
I am. Thanks, Linda. And every time I hear Linda speak, I'm reminded just how fortunate I've been over the last 10 and a half years to work side by side with her. And I just I always get something out of her training every time she speaks. So, great talk.
Well, Alex, let me break in. We're glad for Linda, but we're very happy for you, too. You're one of the most outstanding young men I've ever met. I appreciate you so much just being on the team. I wish I had half of your knowledge. I wouldn't be just a millionaire two or three times over. I'd be a multi-millionaire. So go for it, Alex.
All right. Thanks, Mr. Moore. Well, I just want to hit some highlights, and you'll definitely want to, if you haven't already listened to the leadership call from this morning, and gone to your back office, there's a lot of different links, and I'm just going to hit the highlights of what's basically back there. But first of all, the company announced that rather than taking fewer people on the Jamaica trip for the Performance Club, they decided to remove a growth requirement that they had in place and still take the maximum amount of people on that Performance Club trip to Jamaica, which I know countless associates are absolutely thrilled about. So that was the first announcement. Also, they launched what they're calling Change Starts With You campaign, and they released two new professionally recorded audios today with Darnell Self that can both be downloaded immediately. They're available right now in the back office, and they'll also be available, I think, starting tomorrow on Tuesday through Video Plus at tools4ls.com, tools4ls.com, one of the tool vendors. If you'd like to order it on CD. So the nice thing I like about it is you can just download it, you can listen to it, you can check it out, and if it's something that if there's something that you can use, then you can use them with a file format to download, or you can order them on CD. And the first CD is a 15-minute audio titled "Why You and Why Now," and it's a recruiting message on basically why Legal Shield. I think I've listened to it. Once, I'm going to check it out a little closer, but it really talks about what's unique and special about Legal Shield and why why this can be the vehicle that people can start out part-time and create a better future. So that's a 15-minute audio called Why You, Why Now, recruiting audio. And again, that can be downloaded or ordered on CD. And the second audio is Change Starts With You, the same name as the new theme that the company's going to. Change Starts With You. It's, I think, around 25 minutes, and it's Darnell Self. Basically, it's designed for a new associate message. I'm sure we can all benefit from it, but it's on how to overcome challenges and setbacks while building your business in Legal Shield. So it's really designed for a new associate. So they have the recruiting message for 15 minutes and the 25-minute new associate message, and then I think it's designed then to flow right into the existing audio series we have called Next Step audio series, where Darnell Self interviews, the two top earners in Legal Shield, Mr. Savula and Mr. Carruthers. So now we have kind of the 1, 2, 3 audios there. Now, the next announcement was on the Las Vegas conference, and they're actually migrating that into the Change Starts With You theme. So that's now going to be called the Change Starts With You Las Vegas National Conference. And again, listen to that replay and leadership show, and you can hear Alan Fernley talk about that a bit, and especially Patrick Hodges goes through some details and kind of gives you a sneak peek of what will happen on April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Rio Hotel in Las Vegas. But, of course, the More Success Team breakout is going to be on that Thursday, April the 3rd from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Gold Coast Hotel, which is right next door to the Rio. So, of course, if you haven't registered, immediately go tonight to moresuccessteam.com and for $10 and get registered and make sure you and your team have your seats registered for that. But as far as the conference, there's a two-minute promotional video that they just released that you can watch in your back office to kind of see the theme of that and promote that to your team. Also, Patrick Hodges did say there's going to be four major announcements in Las Vegas. as well as 12 new tools are going to be unveiled or announced there in Las Vegas. So there's a major update and deliverables, and you can see that for the first time unveiled in Las Vegas. Also, there's going to be a detailed message from Mr. Alan Fernley, the Chief Commercial Officer, on where we are as a company and where we're headed into the future. I know that's those of us that have gone to the conference when we, are at meals and seeing people at breaks, that's one of the highlights of the whole thing, is just hearing right from the horse's mouth exactly what's going on, the research, and where the company's headed into the future. Also, they'll announce the next Performance Club trip destination there. So if you're not already registered, make sure you get registered for the conference as well as the more breakout. And it's currently $199 for the conference ticket, and it'll be going up, I think, to $229 on March 1st. So make sure you get that in place and taken care of. And that leads me to the next announcement, that anyone who's a director or below can earn a rebate back on their conference ticket by rank advancing to a new pin level by March 21st. So you have about 7 weeks, I think that is, six, 7 weeks to get a rank advancement. And so get registered now if you're not already, and then you can earn a rebate by rank advancing by March 21st. So if you're a junior associate right now that advances to associate, so you either fast start qualify or you rank advance to associate level by March 21st, then you can get your ticket down to $99. So whatever you paid for it, that can be the difference can be rebated back to you, and you end up with just a net of $99. If you're an associate that advances to senior associate level, you can reduce that down to $89 for your ticket. If you're a senior associate that advances to manager, you can get it down to $79 for your ticket. You'll get rebated the difference. If you're a manager that advances to director, down to $69 for your ticket. And if you're a director that advances to executive director, then you can get your full ticket refunded, and you can basically go for free. And speaking of executive, anyone who qualifies in both February and March as an executive director will receive an invite to really the first ever executive director gala, the evening of Thursday, April 3rd. It will be after the Moore breakout that evening at the Rio in Vegas, which will be a red carpet event that includes an elegant dinner with five-star food, special guest speakers, and entertainment for you and your guests. So we've had banquets in the past, but this is going to be, they're saying, extra special. And lastly, they announced a promotion called Power 20 Push to Vegas on how anyone that's a junior associate, or senior associate can advance right to manager a special way by Power 20 qualifying in both this month and next month. So in February and March, if you're a junior associate, or senior associate, you can advance right to manager a special way. So it normally takes 100 team sales to advance to manager. It can be as few as 40 by Power 20 qualifying the next 2 months. And so if you don't know what Power 20 is, Power 20 is simply having at least 20 team sales in a calendar month. And you can count up to 12 of those from any one line of production. And you can count an unlimited number of personal sales towards that 20. So it's totally within your control. That's what I like about Power 20. You can do it all 20 yourself, or you can fill in an unlimited amount of personal sales to make sure you have that 20 team sales, which is pretty cool. Plus, anyone that advances the manager through this promotion, Power 20 qualifying in February and March, will receive special recognition in Las Vegas at the conference. So that's something that anyone, even a brand new associate, can take advantage of by really getting after it the next couple months and advancing all the way to the manager level. And I think that's kind of a recap. I think I hit most of the announcements, unless you have any other questions or anything else you'd like me to cover, Randy.
No, Alex, I believe you covered everything that we needed. You did an outstanding job. And, of course, Linda, we appreciate you. We consider you one of the best trainers in the entire company, and you definitely showed it tonight. So, guys, I appreciate you helping out on tonight's call. You both did an outstanding job. And, Mr. Moore, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
First of all, Linda and Alex, thank you so much for an outstanding job. Appreciate you always being team players. Folks, I tell you what, be sure and be on next Monday night's call at 9 p.m. If you haven't registered, register. And one thing, I don't know if we said or not, but if you buy five tickets, you get an extra. If you buy 10 tickets, you get three extras. So that's a great bargain. It's a great deal. We're going to have a great time. Keep God first, family second, Legal Seal third, and thank everybody for being on the call tonight. God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone.